forming one faction that became known as the Federalists, and actually that was the faction that Washington himself inclined towards. The Federalists wanted a strong national government. They wanted internal improvements. They wanted the government to put money into things like canals and roads. They wanted a fairly strong military, and basically they wanted to build a state. And the opposition, led by Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and Monroe, and a few others, mostly Virginians, sometimes called Republicans at that time, sometimes called Democratic Republicans, sometimes simply called Jeffersonians, they were very skeptical of a strong state. They were afraid that would lead to a monarchy. They were afraid it would lead to tyranny, and they wanted diffuse power. They wanted the states to have most of the authority. They wanted a very small government. They wanted low taxation. And you can see, just hearing that you can understand why Jefferson is looked back to by both Democrats and Republicans today, because each group can take some of his ideas and sort of see them as his own. At the time, he was seen as, certainly by his Federalist competitors, he was seen as quite a radical, and often was seen as inclining much too much towards the French Revolution and to radical ideas that were spreading in Europe at that time. But he certainly was a small government type. The geography starts to appear in the first contested election, that between John Adams of the Federalists and Jefferson of the Democratic Republicans, or Jeffersonians, I think we should probably call it, in 1796.